This week is Wisconsin Transit Week, an effort to celebrate the public transportation system here in Wisconsin.
That system includes urban and rural bus programs and shared ride taxi systems. Just over half the population of Wisconsin has access to our transit systems.
Craig Thompson is here. He's Executive Director of the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin. Craig, welcome to the show.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, when I think public transportation, I think cities, first of all, but there's a lot of rural public transportation out there. What kind of things are out there?
Well, in the more rural areas of the state, there are shared ride taxis. There are, you know, some vans. There's also special transit for elderly and disabled as well.
What are the benefits for us here in Wisconsin of having public transportation available to us?
Well, there's a larger segment of the population than people think that don't have a car, don't have access to a car, and there's also a significant portion of choice riders. And for those folks, it's almost 70% between going to work or going to school what people are riding the bus for or taking transit for. So, you know, I think it's a huge benefit to be able to connect people to either jobs or to school or to go train to get the skills to get a job.
Can you talk about the economic benefit a little more? What do we have a number on that? How much we get out of just connecting people from home to work or school?
I don't have a dollar figure on that, Rob.
Okay. So you also on your press release about this talk about seniors. We've got a growing population of aging baby boomers. How does public transportation help them in terms of mobility?
Well, as I think has been covered a lot and people are aware of, we do have a huge influx of the baby boomers reaching 65 and older. And as we do that, there's a lot of folks that maybe are not going to be able to drive anymore and some that maybe shouldn't. And so when there's a public transportation system available, I think it helps everyone out.
How much is this changing? How much is this changing our transportation priorities here in the state, this need for more people to have alternatives to cars?
Well, I think that remains to be seen how much our priorities change. I'm not sure they've changed significantly yet, but I think as policymakers begin to look at this more, I think the idea of more funding for our transit systems in our urban areas as well as some form in our rural areas is going to have to become imperative.
One of the first things people think of when it comes to public transportation is environmental impact. How, comparing public transit to all of us driving cars, what kind of difference does that make?
Oh, you know, it's significant. If you think about for each person that's on a bus, if you have 50 people on a bus, that could be a lot of times we've got solo riders on the road. That's 50 different cars just alone just for that bus that's not on the road. So when you start doing the math and thinking about the impact on the environment, it's significant.
We're talking about Transit Week here in Wisconsin, recognized by the state government, trying to draw attention to and a little bit celebrate public transportation here in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Are you a user of public transportation? Why or why not? Is there something that you would use if it were available to you? Call and tell us about that, too. Again, 800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Craig, as you know, working with the state government and local governments, there's been an ongoing controversy or back and forth about how to fund public transportation in areas, metropolitan areas of the state, regional development authorities when it comes to organizing and paying for transportation. What is the current state of the art? Where does that stand around Wisconsin now?
Well, in Wisconsin, our funding for our transit systems really is basically from the state. It's the money that the cities and Milwaukee County get from the transportation fund and then the property tax dollars that the local government puts in. Those are really the two sources that we use in the state. And it's really very unusual compared to most states. Most states that have any urban areas have some local funding mechanism other than the property tax, like a local sales tax or some sort of regional way to let communities decide what level they'd like to fund transit at.
What are some of the gaps or maybe opportunities, to phrase it more positively, that our public transportation system has in Wisconsin?
Well, I think there's room for huge upside for our transit systems in Wisconsin. You know, last week I went and took the Route 6 from the Capitol Square out to Madison College because we had talked to some of the folks at Madison College. The students there back in 2000 voted to add on a fee. Right now it stands about $46, commuter services fee. And so it took the Route 6 out there, and it's incredible the amount of people going out to Madison College that are taking advantage of that. And we talked to so many people in all different disciplines, going to school for all different things out there. And, you know, they said the ones that did take it said many of them, they couldn't even go there if it wasn't for that bus pass that they get as a result of that fee. And the other thing is we talked to some of the student senators there, and they said their number one issue out at Madison College that they hear from students there is about parking. Parking is at a premium there. So even if you're not riding the bus, every person that is, that's one more chance to have a parking spot for the people that are driving.
We'll go to our callers now. We've got Barb with us in Eagle River. Barb, hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. Up here in northern Wisconsin, we don't have public transportation. And it is truly a handicap for not only the elderly, but people going to work, people going to school. It doesn't exist up here.
All right, yeah. So in a less densely populated area, Craig, what kind of options can there be, and how do people make those happen in their communities?
Well, I think sometimes, you know, it takes some of the local governments and others to be creative, to figure out ways, because I think, as the caller is saying, it can be very isolating in areas of the state if there's not access to public transportation. The Department of Transportation has done a metric where they've studied this, and they look at, there's about 54% of, I think you'd mentioned, Rob, about 54% of the population of Wisconsin is considered to, quote, have access to transportation. The DOT Secretary Mark Gottlieb has set a goal that they want to get that up to 75%. And so hopefully that's something we're going to move toward.
We'll go now to Tiger in Green Bay. Tiger, hi. And we've lost Tiger in Green Bay. We'll go to Steve in Madison now. Steve, hi. You're on the air.
Hi. I guess my question is, what does it take to get public transportation from Madison out to outlying districts? For instance, how do we get public transportation from Madison to, like, say, Marinette, Menominee, Madison to Eagle River, Madison to Duluth, Superior? What does it take to do that? There's very little bus transportation that takes people to those areas now.
All right, Steve, thanks for the call. Craig, so that's kind of an intercity, expanding the networks from places like Madison, Milwaukee to smaller communities around the state.
Right. I mean, there are some intercity bus services right now in Wisconsin, but as far as making that more robust, I suppose that's an issue, again, that comes down to funding, and that would probably have to come from the state, because then you're talking about a lot of different, municipalities would have to be working together to do it a different way.
Time for another quick call from Barb in Viroqua. Hi, Barb.
Hi, I'm just calling to make a comment. I ride the Smart Bus, which is the Scenic Mississippi River Transit, and that route goes from Viroqua to La Crosse, Wisconsin. And I take that to work every day.
Oh, okay. That's one I'm not familiar with. Thanks, Barb. Craig, in our closing moments here, is that a solution that more communities could look at?
Well, I think, the line that she's talking about has been very successful. Mm-hmm. Some companies have actually partnered with, Epic here in Madison has actually entered into a contract with Madison Metro. So I think there's creative ways to look at it. But, the benefits really are many. The one thing I'd like to mention, Rob, if I could, too, is one of the things we wanted to do during this week to make it fun is we're asking people that are riding the bus or taking transit to tweet and send us pictures or just a message about how they use the bus to get to work or school or wherever they're going. And that's at hashtag WI Transit Week.
All right, Craig, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
That was Craig Thompson, Executive Director of the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin, talking about Wisconsin Transit Week.
Coming up on Central Time, how slowing down could help learning. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.